Chapter 8. What is God's Kingdom? Paragraph 1. Question. What famous prayer will we now discuss? Millions of people know the famous prayer called the Our Father or the Lord's Prayer. Jesus used this prayer to teach his disciples how to pray. What did he pray for? And why is this prayer important for us today? Paragraph 2. Question. What are three important things that Jesus taught us to pray for? Jesus said, "You must pray then this way. Our Father in the heavens, let your name be sanctified, or be made holy. Let your kingdom come. Let your will take place, as in heaven, also on earth." Matthew 6:9-13 reads, "You must pray then this way. Our Father in the heavens, let your name be sanctified. Let your kingdom come. Let your will take place, as in heaven, also on earth. Give us today our bread for this day, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And do not bring us into temptation, but deliver us from the wicked one." Why did Jesus teach us to pray for those three things?
End note 20. The Lord's Prayer. This is the prayer Jesus gave when teaching his disciples how to pray. It is also called the Our Father prayer or the model prayer. For example, Jesus taught us to pray this way: "Let your name be sanctified." We pray for Jehovah to clear his name or reputation of all lies. This is so that everyone in heaven and on earth will honor and respect God's name. Let your kingdom come. We pray for God's government to destroy Satan's wicked world, to rule over the earth, and to make the earth into a paradise. Let your will take place on earth. We pray for God's purpose for the earth to be fulfilled so that obedient, perfect humans can live forever in paradise, just as Jehovah wanted when humans were created. End of endnote.
Paragraph 3. Question. What do we need to know about God's kingdom? We have learned that God's name is Jehovah, and we have discussed what God's will is for humans and for the earth. But what did Jesus mean when he said, "Let your kingdom come"? We will learn what God's kingdom is, what it will do, and how it will make God's name holy. What is God's kingdom? Paragraph 4. Question. What is God's kingdom, and who is its king? Jehovah set up a heavenly government and chose Jesus to be its king. The Bible calls this government God's kingdom. Jesus is the king of those who rule as kings and lord of those who rule as lords. 1 Timothy 6:15. Jesus is able to do more good than any human ruler ever could, and he is more powerful than all human rulers put together. Paragraph 5. Question. Where does God's government rule from? What will it rule over? 40 days after his resurrection, Jesus returned to heaven. Eventually, Jehovah appointed him as king of the kingdom. God's government will rule over the earth from heaven. That's why the Bible calls God's kingdom a heavenly kingdom. 2 Timothy 4:18. Paragraphs 6 and 7. Question. What makes Jesus better than any human king? The Bible says that Jesus is greater than any human king because he is the one alone having immortality. 1 Timothy 6:16. All human rulers eventually die, but Jesus will never die. All the good that Jesus will do for us will last forever. Bible prophecy says that Jesus will be a fair and compassionate king. The Spirit of Jehovah will settle upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of mightiness, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of Jehovah. And he will find delight in the fear of Jehovah. He will not judge by what appears to his eyes, nor reprove or counsel simply according to what his ears hear. He will judge the lowly or poor with fairness. Isaiah 11, 2-4. Would you want your king to be like that? Paragraph 8. Question. How do we know that Jesus will not rule alone? God has selected some humans to rule with Jesus in the heavenly government. For example, the Apostle Paul told Timothy, "If we go on enduring, we will also rule together as kings." 2 Timothy 2:12. How many will rule as kings with Jesus? Paragraph 9. Question. How many will rule with Jesus? When did God start to choose them? As we learned in chapter 7, the Apostle John was given a vision where he saw Jesus as king in heaven with 144,000 other kings. Who are the 144,000? John explains that they have Jesus' name and the name of his Father written on their foreheads. And he adds, "These are the ones who keep following the Lamb, that is Jesus, no matter where he goes. These were bought from among mankind." Revelation 14:1 reads, "Then I saw, and look, the Lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000 who have his name and the name of his Father written on their foreheads." Verse 4 reads, "These are the ones who did not defile themselves with women. In fact, they are virgins. These are the ones who keep following the Lamb no matter where he goes. These were bought from among mankind as first fruits to God and to the Lamb." The 144,000 are faithful Christians whom God has chosen to rule as kings over the earth with Jesus. When they die, they are resurrected to life in heaven. Revelation 5:10. Since the time of the apostles, Jehovah has been choosing faithful Christians to be part of that group of 144,000 kings. Paragraph 10. Question. Why is it loving of Jehovah to have Jesus and the 144,000 rule over humans? Jehovah cares for us so much that he has arranged for humans to rule with Jesus. Jesus will be a good ruler because he understands us. He knows what it's like to be a human and to suffer. Paul said that Jesus feels for us. He can sympathize with our weaknesses, and he has been tested in all respects as we have. Hebrews 4:15. The 144,000 also know what it's like to be human, and they have struggled with imperfection and sickness. So we can be sure that Jesus and the 144,000 will understand not only how we feel, but also the problems we have to deal with. What will God's kingdom do? Paragraph 11. Question. Why did Jesus teach his disciples to pray for God's will to take place in heaven? Jesus taught his disciples to pray for God's will to take place in heaven. Why? We learned in chapter 3 that Satan the devil rebelled against Jehovah. After Satan rebelled, Jehovah allowed him and the unfaithful angels or demons to stay in heaven for a time. So not all in heaven were doing God's will. In chapter 10, we will learn more about Satan and the demons. Paragraph 12. Question. What two important events are described at Revelation 12:10? The Bible explains that soon after Jesus was made king of God's kingdom, he would go to war against Satan. Revelation 12:7-10 reads, "And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels battled with the dragon, and the dragon and its angels battled, but they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them any longer in heaven. So down the great dragon was hurled, the original serpent, the one called Devil and Satan, who is misleading the entire inhabited earth. He was hurled down to the earth, and his angels were hurled down with him. I heard a loud voice in heaven say, Now have come to pass the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ, because the accuser of our brothers has been hurled down, who accuses them day and night before our God. Verse 10 describes two very important events. God's kingdom begins to rule with Jesus Christ as king, and Satan is thrown out of heaven down to the earth. As we will learn, these events have already happened. Paragraph 13, question. What happened in heaven when Satan was thrown out? The Bible describes the joy of the faithful angels after Satan and his demons were thrown out of heaven. We read, Be glad, you heavens, and you who reside in them. Revelation 12:12. There is now total peace and unity in heaven because everyone there is doing God's will. Paragraph 14, question. What has happened on the earth because Satan was thrown out of heaven? But life on earth is very different. Terrible things happen to people because the devil has come down and he has great anger, knowing that he has a short period of time. Revelation 12:12. Satan is furious. He has been thrown out of heaven and he knows he will be destroyed very soon. He does everything he can to cause trouble, pain, and suffering all over the earth. Paragraph 15, question, What is God's will for the earth? But God's will for the earth has not changed. He still wants perfect humans to live forever on a paradise earth. So how will God's kingdom make this possible? Paragraphs 16 and 17, question, What does Daniel 2:44 tell us about God's kingdom? The prophecy at Daniel 2:44 says, In the days of those kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom that will never be destroyed, and this kingdom will not be passed on to any other people. It will crush and put an end to all these kingdoms, and it alone will stand forever. What does this prophecy teach us about God's kingdom? First, it tells us that God's kingdom would begin ruling in the days of those kings. This means that other governments would still exist on the earth when the kingdom started to rule. Second, it tells us that God's kingdom would last forever and never be replaced by another government. And third, there would be war between God's kingdom and the governments of this world. God's kingdom would win and become the only government ruling over the earth. Then humans will have the best government they could ever have. Paragraph 18, question, What is the name of the final war between God's kingdom and the governments of this world? How will God's kingdom take over the rulership of the earth? Before the final war, called the War of Armageddon, the demons will mislead the kings of the entire inhabited earth to gather them together to the war of the great day of God the Almighty. Yes, human governments will fight against God's kingdom. Revelation 16:14-16.
And note 10. Armageddon. This is God's war to destroy Satan's world and all wickedness. End of endnote.
Paragraphs 19 and 20, question, Why do we need God's kingdom to rule over the earth? Why do we need God's kingdom? There are at least three reasons. First, we are sinners, so we get sick and die. But the Bible says that under God's kingdom, we will live forever. In fact, John 3:16 says, God loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone exercising faith in him might not be destroyed, but have everlasting life. A second reason why we need God's kingdom is that we are surrounded by wicked people. Many lie and cheat and are immoral. We can't do anything to remove them, but God will. People who keep doing wicked things will be destroyed during Armageddon. Psalm 37:10 reads, "Just a little while longer, and the wicked will be no more. You will look at where they were, and they will not be there." A third reason why we need God's kingdom is that human governments have been weak, cruel, or corrupt. They are not interested in helping people to obey God. The Bible says that man has dominated man to his harm. Ecclesiastes 8:9. Paragraph 21. Question: how will the kingdom make sure that God's will is done on earth? After Armageddon, God's kingdom will make sure that God's will is done on earth. For example, it will remove Satan and his demons. Eventually, nobody will get sick or die. Because of the ransom, all faithful humans will be able to live forever in paradise. The kingdom will sanctify God's name. What does this mean? It means that when God's government rules the earth, all humans will honor Jehovah's name.
End note 21. The ransom. Jehovah provided the ransom to save humans from sin and death. The ransom was the price needed to buy back the perfect human life that the first man Adam lost and to repair man's damaged relationship with Jehovah. God sent Jesus to earth so that he could die for all sinners. Because of Jesus' death, all humans have the opportunity to live forever and become perfect. End of endnote.
When did Jesus become king? Paragraph 22. Question: how do we know that Jesus did not become king when he was on earth or immediately after he was resurrected? Jesus taught his disciples to pray, "Let your kingdom come." So it was obvious that God's government would come in the future. Jehovah would first establish his government and make Jesus its king. Was Jesus made king as soon as he returned to heaven? No. He would have to wait. Sometime after Jesus' resurrection, both Peter and Paul made this clear when they applied the prophecy at Psalm 110:1 to Jesus. In the prophecy, Jehovah says, "Sit at my right hand until I place your enemies as a stool for your feet." Acts 2:32-35. How long would Jesus need to wait before Jehovah would make him king? Paragraph 23. Question A. When did Jesus begin to rule as king of God's government? Question B. What will we learn in the next chapter? For many years before 1914, a group of sincere Christians understood that it would be an important year in Bible prophecy. World events since 1914 have proved that they were correct. Jesus began to rule as king in that year. Soon after that, Satan was thrown down to the earth, and now he has a short period of time. Revelation 12:12. In the next chapter, we will see more evidence that we are living in that time period. We will also learn that very soon God's kingdom will make sure that God's will is done on earth.
End note 22. Why is the year 1914 so important? The prophecy in Daniel chapter 4 teaches us that God would set up his kingdom in 1914. The prophecy: Jehovah gave King Nebuchadnezzar a prophetic dream about a large tree that was chopped down. In the dream, A band of iron and copper was put around the tree's stump to stop it from growing for a period of 7 times. After that, the tree would grow again. What the prophecy means for us? The tree represents God's rulership. For many years, Jehovah used kings in Jerusalem to rule over the nation of Israel. But those kings became unfaithful, and their rulership ended. Jerusalem was destroyed in the year 607 BCE. That was the start of the 7 times. When Jesus said, "Jerusalem will be trampled on by the nations until the appointed times of the nations are fulfilled," he was talking about the 7 times. Luke 21:24. So the 7 times did not end when Jesus was on earth. Jehovah promised to appoint a king at the end of the 7 times. The rulership of this new king, Jesus, would bring great blessings for God's people all over the earth forever. The length of the 7 times. The 7 times lasted for 2,520 years. If we count 2,520 years from the year 607 BCE, we end up at the year 1914. That was when Jehovah made Jesus, the Messiah, King of God's kingdom in heaven. How do we get the number 2,520? The Bible says that 3.5 times equal 1,260 days. So 7 times is double that number, or 2,520 days. The 2,520 days are equal to 2,520 years because of the prophetic rule, a day for a year. Numbers 14:34 and Ezekiel 4:6. Nebuchadnezzar's tree dream. What it teaches us about God's kingdom. The prophecy. A large tree. Daniel 4:10 and 11. Rulership. What the prophecy means. Israelite kings who ruled over God's people. The prophecy. Chop down the tree. Daniel 4:14. Rulership ends. What the prophecy means. Jerusalem was destroyed, and the rule of the Israelite kings ended. The prophecy. Let 7 times pass. Daniel 4:16. 7 times. What the prophecy means. 2,520 years. Jerusalem will be trampled on until the appointed times of the nations are fulfilled. Luke 21:24. The prophecy. Your kingdom will be yours again. Daniel 4:26. Rulership is restored. What the prophecy means. Jesus begins ruling in heaven as King of God's kingdom. End of endnote.
Summary. Truth 1. God's kingdom is a real government. Let your kingdom come. Let your will take place, as in heaven, also on earth. Matthew 6, 9-13. What is God's kingdom? Revelation 11:15. God's kingdom, or government, will rule over the earth from heaven. 1 Timothy 6:15. Jesus is the King of God's kingdom. Revelation 14:1 and 4. 144,000 humans will rule with Jesus from heaven. Hebrews 4:15 and 5:8. Jesus and the 144,000 understand how we feel and the problems we deal with. Truth 2. Jesus will be the best ruler. He will judge the lowly, or poor, with fairness. Isaiah 11:4. Why is Jesus the best choice to be King of the Kingdom? 1 Timothy 6:16. All human rulers eventually die, but Jesus will never die. All the good that Jesus will do for us will last forever. Isaiah 11:2-4. Jesus is able to do more good than any human ruler could. He is more powerful than all human rulers put together. He is fair and compassionate. Truth 3. God's kingdom will make sure that God's will is done. The God of heaven will set up a kingdom that will never be destroyed. Daniel 2:44. What has the kingdom already done? What will it do in the future? Revelation 12:7-12. After Jesus was made king in 1914, he threw Satan out of heaven and down to the earth. That is why there is so much trouble, pain, and suffering all over the earth. Ecclesiastes 8:9 and Revelation 16:16. At Armageddon, God's kingdom will destroy all the cruel and corrupt human governments. Psalm 37:10. People who keep doing wicked things will be destroyed. Revelation 22:1-3. When God's kingdom rules the earth, nobody will get sick or die, and all humans will honor God's name.